গোপীজন বল্লব গিরিবর ধারি জয় গোপীজন বল্লব গিরিবর ধারি জয় যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জনরঞ্জন যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জনরঞ্জন যমুনা তীর বন চারি যমুনা তীর বনচারি জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী জয় শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রীয়াদৈত গদাধর শ্রীবাসাদি গৌরভক্ত বৃন্দ জয় হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে তিমিরান্ধস্য জ্ঞানাঞ্জন শলাকয়া চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতম জেন তস্মৈ শ্রী গুরবে নমঃ শ্রীচৈতন্য মনোভীষ্টম স্থাপিতম জেন ভূতলে স্বয়ং রূপ কদা মজ্যম দদাতি স্বপদান্তিকম বন্দেহম শ্রীগুরু শ্রীযুতপদকমলম শ্রীগুরুন বৈষ্ণবাংশ শ্রীরূপম সাগ্রজাতম সহগণ রঘুনাথান্বিতম তম সজীবম সাদ্বৈতম সাবধূতম পরিজনসহিতম শ্রীকৃষ্ণচৈতন্যদেবম শ্রীরাধাকৃষ্ণপাদাম সহগণলিতা শ্রীবিশাখান্বিতংশ্চ নমোম বিষ্ণুপাদায কৃষ্ণপৃষ্ঠায ভূতলে শ্রীমতে ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামিনীতি নামিনে নমস্তে সরস্বতী দেবে গৌরবাণী প্রচারিণে নির্বিশেষ শূন্যবাদি পাশ্চাত্যদেশতারিণে পঞ্চাকল্পতরুভ্যশ্চ কৃপা সিন্ধুভ্য এব চ পতিতানাং পাবনেভ্য বৈষ্ণবেভ্যো নমো নমঃ তপ্ত কাঞ্চন গৌরাঙ্গে রাধে বৃন্দাবনেশ্বরী বিষভানুসুতে দেবী প্রণমামি হরিপ্রিয়ে হে কৃষ্ণ করুণা সিন্ধু দীনবন্ধু জগৎপতে গোপেশ গোপিকা কান্ত রাধাকান্ত নমস্তুতে। भगवान एका अशेदम अग्र आत्मनम विभु आत्मेच्छानुगतौ आत्मा नानामति उपलक्षणा भगवानेक आशेदम अग्र आत्मनाम विभु आत्मच्छेनुगतौ आत्मा नानामति उपलक्षणा भगवानेक आशेदम अग्र आत्मानम विभु आत्मच्छेनुगतौ आत्मा नानामति उपलक्षणा भगवान द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड एक वन विदाउट अ सेकंड आश वॉज देयर इदम दिस क्रिएशन अग्रे प्रायर टू द क्रिएशन आत्मा in his own form, Atmanam, of the living entities, Vibhu, Master, Atma, Self, Ichha, Desire, Anugatau, being merged in, Atma, Self, Nana Mati, different vision, Upalakshanaha, symptoms. Translation. The personality of Godhead, the master of all living entities, existed prior to the creation as one without a second. It is by his will only that creation is made possible and again everything merges in him. This Supreme Self is symptomized by different names. The great sage here begins to explain the purpose of the four original verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Although they have no access to the Srimad Bhagavatam, the followers of the Mayavada school, impersonalist school, sometimes screw out an imaginary explanation of the original four verses. But we must accept the actual explanation given herein by Maitreya Muni, because he, along with Uddhava, personally heard it directly from the Lord. The first line of the original four verses runs, Aham evasam evagre. The word aham is misinterpreted by the Mayavad school into meanings which no one but the interpreter can understand. Here, aham is explained as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not the individual living entities. Before the creation, there was only the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There were no Purusha incarnations and certainly no living entities. Nor was there the material energy by which the manifested creation is effected. The Purusha incarnations and all the different energies of the Supreme Lord were merged in him only. The personality of Godhead is described herein as the master of all other living entities. He is like the sun disk, and the living entities are like the molecules of the sun's rays. This existence of the Lord before the creation is confirmed by the Shrutis. Vasudeva va idam agra asit na brahma na cha sankaraha eko vai narayana asit na brahma neshanaha. Because everything that be is an emanation from the personality of Godhead, he always exists alone without a second. He can so exist because he is all perfect and omnipotent. Everything other than him, including his plenary expansions, the Vishnu Tattvas, is his part and parcel. Before the creation, there was no Karanavashai or Garbhodhakashai or Kshirodhakashai Vishnu, or was there Brahma nor Shankara. The Vishnu plenary expansion of the living entities beginning from Brahma are separated parts and parcels. Although the spiritual existence was there with the Lord, the material existence was dormant in him. By his will only is the material manifestation done and undone. The diversity of the Vaikuntha Loka is one with the Lord, just as the diversity of soldiers is one with and the same as the king. As explained in the Bhagavad Gita, the material creation takes place at intervals by the will of the Lord, and the periods between dissolution and creation, the living entities and the material energy remain dormant in him. Srila Prabhupada ki. Is today also the appearance day of Jayadeva Goswami? Huh? Today. So I'm very grateful to be back. I know your junior friends are undergoing some kind of an assessment. But I'll try to explain what Srila Prabhupada is saying here and then speak a few words about Jayadeva Goswami. Ready? Tell me one thing. In order to love, do you need two people? Right? It's common sense. Common sense. If there is a mother and there is no child, is it possible for a mother to be a mother? And there is a saying that says it takes two to tango. Have you heard that? It's an English phrase. Those who say that you do not need two to love is a Mayavadi. It's very simple. You understand this? Mayavadis say, it's just one, everything is one. But the thing is, if everything is one, how is it possible to love? You see that question? It's a very simple question. If everything is one, you cannot have love, because to love it takes two. Right? And therefore, our school of thought that comes from Madhvacharya emphasizes this point, that you cannot love if you just have one. Right? And in this verse, in this purport, you have the Lord who exists, but he creates the world, because he becomes two, God and creation. Clear? Clear so far? If you don't accept that it takes a lot of people to have fun, right, you'll probably be just sitting bored in one place, thinking about fun but not having fun. You see, if a little child makes paper planes and they don't have friends to show and smile at, is it fun? Is it fun? You need friends to have fun, right? If I say, all friends are one, there's nothing called friends, everybody is one, can you have fun? Imagine being stuck in a room where there are 30 more of you. How will that feel? I would go crazy. If there were 30 more Krishnabhisheks in the same room, and I had to deal with them, I would go absolutely nuts. Right? Now, if everything was one, you can't have fun, you'd probably be very miserable. Right? And the Rig Veda explains that as the basis of all creation. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is an expansion of the Veda. There is a particular passage in the Rig Veda called Nasadiya. Nasadiya. It says, it's a complex poem, okay? Give me 1 minute and I'll try to explain it. In the beginning, there was neither existence nor non-existence. Who knows what there was? But there was that one breathing. Right? And through that came everything else. The Vedas give a description of reality in very cryptic verses like that. But Srimad Bhagavatam expands what the Vedic literature says. And this passage, in this purport, it says that Vasudevava idam agra asit na Brahma, there was no Brahma, there was no Shankara, right? Nothing was there. All the incarnations were not there. There was just that one undivided Lord. And just for fun, Krishna made, Lord made everything. Is it clear so far? Now, how many of us, this is an important question, how many of us need to keep going back and cleaning our desks and cleaning our rooms and cleaning our classrooms and cleaning our clothes and cleaning our kitchens and utensils? How many of us do that? Cleaning all the time? Right? You clean and you clean and you clean and you wake up 3 days later and things are messy again. You know why? This is the nature of the material world. You keep cleaning, things will get dirty and messy. And because things get messy, you know what happens? The Lord appears to clean things up. The Lord appears to clean things up. And when the Lord personally appears, it is called an avatara. And today is an auspicious day because it is the birthday of one of the greatest poets among our teachers, who is most famous because he wrote a song about the 10 avatars. Do you know who that is? We sing one verse from Jayadeva Goswami every day, every day. Do you know what verse we sing from that poet? Which one? Yes, yes. Can I tell you the story of how I heard about this poet? So one year, in, I think it was 1999 or 2000. So I guess, you know, a few years before many of you were born. I went to this place called Mayapur. You heard of Mayapur? Good. And I was there for a big festival, but somehow I did not book my room properly. So when the date of the festival came, some devotee arrived and said, Prabhuji, please pack your bags and go. Oh. So I packed my bags and I was going. And then on my way back to Calcutta, I went to Jananiwas Prabhu's room. You know Jananiwas Prabhu? And his twin brother, Pankajangri Prabhu? They were pujaris in Mayapur. So I went to their room to offer obeisances before I left. And they said, I thought you're here for the festival. I said, yes, I came, but there is no room. He said, such a big place, Mayapur, there is no room. You will stay with us. I said, oh. Are you sure? I said, yes, yes. So they had two rooms. There was one room inside with a door and a little meeting space outside. And they said, you can stay there. I said, okay. So I dropped my bag. And Pankajangri Prabhu brought a straw mat, put it on the floor. And said, you can sleep here and we will get you prasad. All right, I'm your servant. And next morning, I did something miserable. I'm a bad sleeper. So I keep going around the floor like a Sudarshan Chakra. And I kept rolling and I locked up Jananiwas Prabhu's room. And 2:30 in the morning, he was pushing his door to get out. And I was snoring away right at his door. And he got late that morning because of me. I said, I told you, please, you know, I'm not the best guest. And later after Mangalarati, Pankajangri Prabhu brought a little sweet and he said, this is from Radha Madhava. And I was sitting there miserable that, you know, I had messed up their morning. And he gave me a little sweet just to pacify me and said, you know why they are called Radha Madhava? I said, no idea. Why did Prabhupada name them Radha Madhava? I said, I have no clue. He said, because Madhava is the deity of Jayadev Goswami. Oh. And he said, because Jayadev Goswami was here. I said, how? Because Jayadev Goswami is long before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's deity was Radha Madhava and Srila Prabhupada. And he explained that a long time back, there was a king in Nadia called Lakshman Sen. And in the court of Lakshman Sen, there were many very talented people. But Lakshman Sen had a love for poetry that was never really fulfilled. And one day he heard his secretary singing beautiful verses and he said, where did you hear this from? He said, there is a poet called Jayadeva. He's a very poor guy. He lives, you know, nearby. And all day he just, you know, gets absorbed in Vaishnava poetry and he doesn't do much else in his life. And the king said, I really want to meet him. And said, no, but he doesn't want to meet you. Can you imagine if a king says, or a big politician says, I really want to meet somebody, and that somebody says, I don't want to meet that person. Because meeting a king is a headache. The moment you meet the king, there are so many others who are trying to gain favors. And if they come to know that the king likes you, now they will catch you to get favors. And your life gets messed up. So stay away from these people. But the king was desperate to meet the poet. And so the king dressed up as a beggar and came to the kutir, the little cottage of Jayadev Goswami. And Jayadev Goswami knew who he was and he did not want to entertain the king. And he said, why are you doing this? And you know, you never lie to a Vaishnava, and he was pretending to be somebody else. There is a word for it. You know what it is? Imposter. So the king came as an imposter in front of the poet. And Jayadeva Goswami says, no, don't hide, be honest. And the king said, yes, but there is no other way you would want to see me. And Jayadeva Goswami said, yes, but because you are so humble, tell me what you want. And he said, I want you to stay. You tell me, I'll make the best place for you. You stay here, you write poetry. I just want to listen to it. And Jayadeva Goswami said, I'm not interested. Because for Jayadeva Goswami, you know, accepting any royal favors was again a headache. And there is a Taoist story. You know what Taoism is? The religions of China. There is a Taoist story that explains Jayadeva Goswami's difficulty. One day in China, the king asked a great Taoist sage to come and become his minister. The king sent some royal ambassador. He went to this Taoist guru and said, the king wants you as his minister. And the Taoist guru said, tell me one thing, I will become the king's minister, but tell me one thing first. You see a tortoise, and in Taoist temples, they hang the shell of a tortoise on their temple. He said, you see that tortoise shell on the temple? He said, yes. He said, and you see the turtle walking around on the ground, free and happy? He said, yes. He says, which turtle is happier? The one on the temple hanging dead, or the one alive and free? He said, the one who is alive and free. He said, that is why I will not accept the king's service. Because once I enter that royal palace, I'll be like the turtle hanging on the wall. Right? I am happy here, free by myself. Please don't disturb me. So Jayadeva Goswami had a very similar sentiment. But when he saw that the king was actually interested in devotional service, he accepted the king's service. Okay? Many years later, Jayadeva Goswami moved to Jagannath Puri. And in Jagannath Puri, there is a very beautiful incident that explains how Krishna himself was so touched by the poetry and devotion of Jayadeva Goswami that he came and helped Jayadeva Goswami complete the book. You want to listen to the story? Ready? So one day Jayadeva Goswami was immersed. How many of us write poetry here, some from time to time? How many of us like reading poetry? So Jayadeva Goswami was writing the most beautiful poetry. Keshava Dhrita Narahari Roop, like that. And in the middle of writing his poetry, he was meditating on very deep pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, sometimes Radharani gets very angry. You know this? And if you go to Vrindavan, there are temples where you will see that one time Radharani got so angry on Krishna, Krishna had to dress up like a peacock and dance like a peacock just to calm her down. You know this? She started dancing like a peacock one time. This time, Jayadeva Goswami was writing that Radharani is so angry, Krishna doesn't know what to do. Poor Krishna. And he is desperate to figure out. And Jayadeva Goswami says, you know, I want to write that Krishna is looking to get shelter at the feet of Radharani. But he said, no, I cannot write that. No. This is. So he was immersed in his thought like that, and he told his wife Padmavati that I will go take a bath and I'll come back, and please prepare some prasad for me. And so as Jayadeva Goswami went, before it was too long, Padmavati was cooking, preparing prasad, and Jayadeva Goswami came back and he said, didn't you go to take a bath in the river? And he said, yes, but I have to write something. And so he came and he wrote a line. And he said, do you have prasad? And he said, yes, ready. So Jayadev Goswami ate prasad and he left. And a few moments later, Jayadev Goswami came back. And he said, you have prasad ready? And Padmavati said, wait, hey, you just ate. He said, I ate? He said, yes, you just came back. You wrote something and you ate and you left. He said, no, I did not come back. I was out taking a bath. He said, no, I'm sure you came here, you wrote something, and you ate prasad and you left. And Jayadeva Goswami was so confused. And he came, what did I write? And in that book, he saw a line that he was thinking of writing, but he did not have the courage to write. Smarakarala khandanam mamashirasi mandanam dehi padapallava udaram. Garala means poison. Poison. He said, my mind, my heart is burning with poison. And there is only one medicine that can cure this problem. If you place your feet on my head. And Jayadev Goswami thought, no, I cannot write this about Krishna. How can anybody put their feet on Krishna's head? But Krishna loves Radharani so much that he came and he wrote a line saying that, my dear Radha, I am burning with poison, please put your feet on my head. And when Jayadev Goswami understood that, he was so touched that Sri Krishna himself came and collaborated with him to finish that book. Is it a good story? And Krishna loves the Gita Govinda so much, that you know the Mangalarati song in Lord Jagannath's temple? Pralaya payodhi chale dhritavanasi vedam. The Gita Govinda. Every morning Lord Jagannath wants to wake up to the songs of poet Jayadeva Goswami. And you know how Lord Jagannath goes to sleep every night? It is said that Lord Jagannath's eyes are always big and wide, right? He doesn't blink. You can try that at home. Look at the mirror and keep your eyes wide open and see how long you can go. Naturally your eyes will start blinking, but Lord Jagannath's eyes does not blink. And it is said that at night, when humans stop getting darshan of the Lord, then various demigods come and take darshan of Lord Jagannath. But before that, you know what they do? They have the Gita Govinda of poet Jayadeva Goswami written in the finest silk that is really, really soft. And they wrap the whole poem around Lord Jagannath's body. Right? And it is said that Lord Jagannath feels comfort only when he has the poetry of Jayadeva Goswami wrapped around his body. He feels home comfort and then he can go to rest. And rest means give darshan to demigods. Right? So practically every day, the poetry of Jayadev Goswami is a part of Lord Jagannath's routine. And remember, if you remember this particular purport by Srila Prabhupada, Lord Jagannath is the creator of the entire universe. Right? He has everything, he doesn't need anything. But there is one thing that touches the heart of Lord Jagannath, which is the poem of Jayadeva Goswami about Srimati Radharani. And I'll finish with one story. It was my good fortune. Up till I think 2017, in Jagannath Puri, they would let you enter the room of Lord Jagannath. Now they stopped it. They would also let you climb the chariot of Lord Jagannath after Rath Yatra. Thank you. And one time, what happened is right after Rath Yatra, the Pujaris were fighting or something, and you know, there was chaos on the chariot, utter chaos. And I somehow took that opportunity to, you know, climb the chariot. And if you have looked at Lord Jagannath's chariot, it is a bit like a slope. And people were constantly coming and cracking coconuts, and they were offering bananas, and every slippery fruit imaginable was offered to Lord Jagannath. So when I climbed the chariot, I was practically slipping off. And the fall from Lord Jagannath's chariot is practically from that ceiling height to the floor. It's, you know, it's pretty high. And so as I was scampering for my life, I just tried to hold on to one pillar and another. And before I knew it, the crowd pushed me so hard that I was like a fly stuck on Lord Jagannath. It was the biggest hug I received. And for the first time, I realized that Lord Jagannath's body is actually quite soft. Very soft. And then I realized that it is also very silky. It's very smooth. And anyway, I was literally holding on to dear life in all senses of the term when I was holding on, because it was so slippery. If I let go, I would slip and I would fall. And in those, I think those are the best memories of my life. Just getting the Lord's embrace in that form. And I realized that this is so relevant to each and every one of our lives. Think about it. This material world is like a slippery slope. Right? With all good intentions, people do things, but they're literally cracking coconuts and bananas and making it even more slippery. And somehow we hold on to this pillar or that pillar because we don't want to fall down and break our bones. And really, at the end of the day, somehow, by the grace of Vaishnavas, you may not even realize, because I did not realize, I just got pushed so hard. There was no law there, no rules. I got pushed so hard from behind, I didn't even know what came. Before I knew, I was stuck to Lord Jagannath. And then you hold on to the Lord for dear life, because if you let go, then you're back in the slippery slope. Right? And as I started this class today, I said, you know, we need to regularly clean our homes, our kitchens, our clothes, because this constant change in the world that makes things mala, make things dirty, is the slippery slope of the world. Right? And therefore it takes constant vigilance. And this is the essence of the first Mangalacharana song of Jayadeva Goswami, where he talks about the 10 incarnations. And he says, every time things went bad, the Lord appeared because it was time for a cleanup. Right? And Sri Krishna says, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sangsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that don't think avatars are born only in India. And Srila Prabhupada repeats this point in his Bhagavad Gita as it is. And he says, among the aquatics, the living entities that live under water, the Lord appeared as Matsya. Among animals that go between land and water, the Lord appeared as Kurma. Among animals, the first vertebrates, the Lord appeared as Varaha. And as human beings came to be, Lord appeared as Narasimha to protect Dharma. In this way, each and every avatar appears at a time when there is need for a cleanup. But there is one particular thing that you see in Lord Jagannath's temple. If you go to the back of the temple, there are the deities of the 10 avatars. Right? And instead of Buddha, in that temple you have Lord Jagannath. Why that is there, I don't know. But I think that it is because Lord Jagannath is so compassionate to everybody who comes, and there is no animal sacrifice in Jagannath Puri temple, except once for Bimala Devi, once a year, I think. Right? To conclude, we are a great movement of exalted Vaishnava poets, but not all the poetry that are composed by our acharyas are meant for public consumption. Srila Prabhupada was very alert that we do not try to, you know, kind of jump ahead. And at the time when the songbook was being composed, there was one song from Jayadeva Goswami that got included, and Srila Prabhupada said, no, this song is not for everybody. And he took that song out. And he insisted, in the mood of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that we do not jump to advanced topics unless we are qualified for it. Srila Saraswati Thakur was very strict. One time in Sridhar Mayapur, some professional singers came. And they were singing early in the morning, Rai Jago, Rai Jago. Radharani, wake up, Radharani, wake up. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta came down, he was very irritated. And he told this singer, hey, listen, to wake up Radharani, you have Krishna, you have 8 Sakhis, Radharani doesn't need you to wake her up, first you wake up. First you wake up, then you can think about wake up Radharani. So Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very strict about these things, and we should first become eligible and qualified to read the verses of Jayadeva Goswami. It is said that Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is the postdoctoral studies in Krishna consciousness. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to relish the poem of Vidyapati, Chandidas, and Jayadev. So this is, if there is a postdoctorate to a postdoc, that is the poetry of Jayadeva Goswami. It's not meant for public consumption. Right? So thank you so much. We should have some opportunity to share your thoughts, ask any questions, clarify anything I've said. Yes, Prabhu.
Prabhuji, you mentioned Srila Jayadeva Goswami came before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he used to relish and read. I was just curious, what sampradaya was Jayadeva Goswami associated with?
I'm not sure. Like, there are many Vaishnava poets that, where sampradayas are not mentioned very clearly. Right? But there is a leela that I've heard from various senior devotees, that Jayadev and Padmavati were living in a place called Champahati in Bengal, there where you had very beautiful champaka flowers. And they were making garlands and offering champaka flowers to Radha Madhava every day. And one day in their mystic vision, they saw that the forms of Radha and Madhava became one in the form of a dazzling, brilliant sannyasi. And they didn't know what they were seeing. And they realized it is the Lord Himself in their vision. And the Lord said, go to Jagannath Puri. Right? And in the future I shall come, I shall be here, and I too shall go to Jagannath Puri. So I've heard that pastime. Again, I don't know which sampradaya, but they are so exalted.
One more question.
Yes.
You were mentioning your conversation with Jainnivas Prabhu and Padkajagri Prabhu. At that time, they were mentioning about how Jayadev Goswami was there and his deities were Radha Madhava. So why specifically Prabhupada chose his deities? Was there any...
That's what Jainnivas Prabhu said, that Srila Prabhupada, you know, had in his mind the deity of Jayadev Goswami Radha Madhava, who was in that place many years back. So when Srila Prabhupada established his center, he named the deities Radha Madhava to honor Jayadev Goswami. That's what I heard.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comments, thoughts, realizations? And I would love to hear your realizations on Jayadev Goswami also, if you have anything to share. Yes.
Thank you for your wonderful class. You said that you need two people for love, relationship.
At least.
So Krishna existed by himself. He was the only one.
Yes.
Before anything else. And, you know, all love.
But Krishna, the eternal potency of Krishna is Ladini Shakti. Ladini is Radharani. Mm-hmm. The Lada, like Prahlada, Lada means, you know, giving delight, right, giving pleasure. So the pleasure potency of Sri Krishna, Ladini Shakti, along with Sambit and Sandini Shakti, the Shaktis of the Lord are eternal, right? Mm-hmm. And they are both one and different at the same time. This is Achintya Bheda Bheda. So Krishna is evam, you know, aham. You know, he says, and then I was there in the beginning. But our acharyas explain that in the Chatushloki Bhagavata, the four verses of the core Bhagavata, where Krishna says, I alone was there, it is also Krishna's energy and Krishna as one. The material manifestation is not manifest. It is dormant, as this purport explains. Right? But the Ladini Shakti, the pleasure-giving potency of the Lord, is above time. It is eternally there with Him. Was I able to?
So when we're talking about the love, I'm trying to think mostly in preaching. So when we tell people that God is love, and God exists, and now we're saying that to have love, you have to have a relationship to exist. So are we talking about spiritual energy and not the material energy? Because like you said, with God, all His eternal energies always exist.
Love is the most pure love, is the most potent energy of God. Along with, you know, samvit, vit means knowledge, right? He knows everything. Mm. Right? And if you look at the first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, right, abhigya swarat. Abhigya means the Lord is all cognizant and the Lord is all independent. He exists by Himself. And this purport says that in that original condition, the various Vishnu incarnations, like Karana Dokashai, Kshira Dokashai, these expansions have not come yet. Right? So, when we say God is love, first of all, it's a very biblical statement. It's a very general, broad statement, right? Not only is God love, God is also the source of all love that can possibly be. And that love exists in God eternally. In its purest form, that love is Ladini Shakti. That love is that one thing that gives joy to Krishna, right? And, you know, the Lord loves everything else. Only when we are in the shadow of the material world, we do not realize that love. But divine love is not subject to time. Only love in this world is subject to time. And that's why we say Nitya Lila. Nitya means timeless, past times. There is even a time in past time. Right? Was I able to reflect on your question?
Yes. When you started your class, you were saying, you know, if you want to love someone, you have to have some other. It has to be two people.
Yeah.
So that's why I was saying to make a distinction between the spiritual energy and the material energy. Because spiritually, everything exists. Krishna is energy. All his spiritual energies are there. When we say there's God existed, he was the only one. So he's not really the only one. I mean, for one, because all his energies are there. With
exactly.
Yeah.
So
okay,
he's the only one in the sense of Abheda.
Mm-hmm.
But in the sense of Veda, he, the Lord and his energies are always separate.
Okay. Okay.
Like my hands, right? I can touch my head with my hands. Are my hands separate from me? No. But are they separate from me? Otherwise, how am I touching my head? Similarly, the energies of the Lord and the Lord are one and different at the same time. When they are one, the Lord and his energies are one. When they are different at the same time. That is the philosophy of our school, Achintya Bheda Bhedvad. Confirmed. Hare Krishna. Yes.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the class. I just wanted to express, I found it very interesting in the beginning you were talking about from the Rig Veda that before there was existence or non-existence, he was there.
Yeah.
So I just find that very like,
mind-boggling.
Mind-boggling.
Yes, it is meant to be like that.
Yeah. Maybe if you comment more on that.
Yes. The idea of existence or non-existence as a question is in our mind. Right? And I would want to start answering that question from a very fundamental level. There are more number of species of insects and animals on this earth than humans. To have a human birth is against the odds. What are the chances that we would have sophisticated machinery like this and be able to, right? Only when we have a human birth, we are able to ask these questions. If you take an ant, the ant exists instinctively. You try to touch the ant will get scared, run away. The ant will not be able to do deep philosophy in its head. The ant knows cold, bring food, right? So existence and non-existence as a concept can only appear in the human mind. And the Rig Veda explains that before there was what you can conceive of as existence or what you think of as non-existence, there was that one. Right? And it says that one breathed without breath, because now you're saying, okay, that one must be breathing. Because it is our nature to understand God on human terms. And when God doesn't fit into our human definitions and parameters, we think, oh, it is not possible. Right? So the Rig Veda pushes us to think beyond our human limitations and points to the fact that that one was there. And in the same Nashadiya Suktam, it says, I think right around the middle, in the beginning love arose. Right? So to me, as a Vaishnava, when I read the Rig Veda Nashadiya Suktam, you can read it many different ways. You can make riddles out of it. But it's very clear that there is one before anything that you can call existence or non-existence. And then in the beginning, love arose, which was the mother of all things. It's like, duh. Yes, Prabhu.
I was thinking about this question.
Yes.
I mean, you're familiar with those verses. But non-dual substance, Radha Krishna Oiche Sada Eki Swarup. Radha Krishna Oiche Sada Eki Swarup.
Yes.
Lila Ras Ashadite Dhare Duiru.
Ekdom.
So that's a non-dual substance.
Yes.
That Radha Krishna are not two.
They're one.
They're one. But then question comes, when Aham Evasam Evagre, I was there before. Nannat jasat asad. There was nobody, nothing, just me. But that me is Atma Ramata. Where Radharani, Ladini Karai Krishna Sukha Sadan, that verse Mahaprabhu explained, that Ladini potency within him, serving him, pleasing him.
Is there.
Right, is there. But then Padma Puran giving this with the text 5, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti
Ladini Shakti Rasma.
So he decided that he wants to experience that Pranaya Vikriti, transformation of that Pranaya love, a particular stage of love where Radha Krishnas are equal, but one is experiencing more than other. This is called Pranaya.
Yes.
Greed. That caused Radharani to appear. Otherwise she is there, but not seen by others.
Yes.
So Pararamata after Atmaramata.
Yes.
Both are simultaneously exist.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely. Radha Krishna Aka Atma Duideho Dhori Onnanne Bilaye Rosh Ashadon Kori Shei Dui Atma Eve Chaitanya Goshai. Right? So they are two, but they are one. You know, in their original form and in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? Any last question? Any comments, thoughts? I have one comment. I think I heard from some devotees that last time I gave a class on Krishnadas Kaviraj's disappearance. I asked a question, you know, is it the same Krishnadas Kaviraj? It was a question, just to clarify. It wasn't that I was saying it's the same Krishnadas Kaviraj. So if you were there in that class, we can have a conversation about it. And my hope is that, you know, we go deep into the study of Shastra, because that is what sustains us and sustains our movement. So thank you once again for having me here. I'm very deeply grateful. And all glories to the assembled devotees and all glories to Srila Jayadeva Goswami. Hare Krishna.